Good evening, good evening, good evening to everyone. I trust you had a blessed Sunday. I trust today, Monday, was a good day for you. Let me share something from my heart. I've been watching The Chosen on Angel, on the Angel app, and Jesus Christ wasn't just a historical figure. I mean, there's proof that he was here, and that he was a good teacher, a good rabbi, a good prophet. But to us believers, he is God. He is the Son of God. The Holy Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's not just men writing down things. So, I don't know. Sometimes I think we just take it for granted. We take it for granted. Well, Jesus, you know, so and so. But we need to realize how important, I mean, how vital Jesus Christ is to the world. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to redeem us back to what Adam and Eve forfeited in the garden. And he came to defeat the devil, and he did that openly. So it's just, we need to discern. We need to be aware. We need to be vigilant and sober that we have a Savior. And all the things that are written down in the Bible about him are true and real in our lives. He is so real in our lives. I just want to get that out before I start this Monday's Daily Bread. Whatever you're going through, it doesn't matter if it's spiritual, physical, mental, social, financial, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. You go to him like he said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Today, there's a lot of people that just have no hope. They can't see tomorrow because of all the challenges that the world puts in front of us. But you need to know, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. You come to Jesus. He is the only one. The only way, the truth, and the life. He is the only one that can do for you like nobody else can. Anyway, you've tuned in to First Just Kingdom Family Church, where we guarantee the Word of God will change your life. And Jeremiah 1:12, God watches over His Word to perform it. If you give up, if you submit, if you surrender, and you yield to the Holy Spirit, God will change your heart and He will change your life. This month, I recommend you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's called the Love Chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I tell you what, if all Christians were to walk in the instructions of 1 Corinthians 13, I believe the world would be a lot better. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, by the love that we have one towards the other, and the love that we have for the world." That was just a little part of the introduction. This is our daily bread service. Our daily bread service for March the 6th, 2023. And our purpose, our vision, our call in 2023 is kingdom priority. Priority means first in order of importance. What's important in your life? What's important in your life? Is it your family? Is it your job? Is it your possessions? What's first in your life? What's the priority? If it's not the kingdom of God, you're on shaky ground. You're building your house on sand. First is first with Jesus, and first should be first with us. There's no compromising. There's no compromising in God's kingdom. He doesn't grade on a curve. Amen. John 6:66, Jesus asked his disciples, will you walk away as well? I mean, a lot of wannabe disciples didn't understand kingdom language that Jesus spoke. But instead of sitting around, instead of waiting till they get their revelation, till they get the discernment, they walked away. And Jesus said, will you walk away? I'm not going to compromise the gospel. God so loved us while we were yet sinners. Amen. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus, you know, Peter and Andrew and the disciples were fishing all day and caught nothing. And Jesus teaches them, look, the things that with people, with men are impossible, but with God, things are possible. So you know the story. They caught a big boatload of fish. And Peter says, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinful man. Depart from me. But Jesus tells him, these are fish. I'm going to make you fishers of men. I want you to catch all men, all nations, men, women, young people. I want you to catch all men, and I will separate the good from the bad. So the revelation in the world says I need to see it to believe it, right? I won't believe it unless I see it. But what do, believers? We need to believe it before we see it. We need to believe it before we see it. And this evening, if you believe Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 from the beginning to the end, then you'll believe in Jesus Christ in the middle. From Genesis to Revelation, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We need to trust, we need to believe, we need to have faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything that's recorded in the New Testament is real. All the signs, the miracles, the wonders, they are real. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi says God doesn't change. Jesus Christ is real, and our relationship with him is real. Amen. Be fishers of all men. I will separate. So Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone enters heaven. Amen. We need to walk in love, and we need to witness to the world, and we need to witness to our families. We need to get after them and just let them know you're loved. You're loved, and God wants a better life for you. Amen. First is kingdom. We are not a user-friendly church. We are a God-friendly church. If you're for God, we're for you. If you're not, well, then we'll keep you in prayer. Amen. There is no compromising in God's kingdom. Read Revelation 3:16. The gospel is good news, good tidings of good things. Amen. It's not against sinners. It's not against homosexuals, lesbians, or transsexuals. God is for all nations, the greatest promise in the New Testament, John 3:16. But here's a revelation. Everybody, I told you about the spiritual parking lot. Everybody that came in contact with Jesus, they changed. Jesus did not. Amen. Revelation 3:16, Jesus said, I'd rather have you cold or hot. But don't be lukewarm. Don't be sitting there straddling the fence, trying to do this, trying to do that. Like I said Sunday morning, revival is breaking out right now. Revival is happening in God's churches. God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh before Jesus comes. And here's a revelation. Revival begins in our hearts. Are you ready this evening? Amen. Matthew 4:17. This is a gospel Jesus came to preach. Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Stop doing what you want to do and start doing what God wants you to. Tomorrow's promise to no one. The Jewish people, Israel, when Jesus came, amen, they were not ready. They knew that the Messiah was going to come, but they were not ready. Today, how many Christians are not ready? How many people that profess to be Christians are walking in unforgiveness? How many are not walking in love? Galatians 6:7. Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. He's given you instructions. He's given you directions. He's given you his love, his mercy, his grace. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. You may fool some people, but you can't fool God. This new revival about Jesus, I believe this may be the end time harvest, right before Jesus returns. And 2 Peter 3:9, it's not God's will that any should perish. We need to witness. We need to witness. We need to share love. Jesus is coming, and we want our loved ones to be ready now, today. Love never fails. Faith works by love. Amen. Now, the answer to this week's Bible question is what was Jesus' first recorded word? The first thing out of Jesus' mouth. Now, when I ask that, what was Jesus' first recorded word? A lot of us think about Jesus, when he was 30 years old, when his ministry began, 30 years old. And I said, what was his first recorded word? And most of you got it. I don't know if people are going into Google and saying, what was Jesus' first recorded word, or if they're really looking for it. But the answer is when Jesus was 12 years old, and they went to the ceremony in Israel, Mary, Joseph, all the clan went to Israel, to Jerusalem for the celebration. And after the celebration, Joseph and Mary took off. They took off. She thought he had him. He thought he had her, that she had him. And anyway, they found out 3 days later, neither one of them had him. So they go to, and they find him in the temple. And they ask him, son, why have you done this? Why have you done this to us? And in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus says, why? Why were you looking for me? The first words out of Jesus' mouth was why? Why? The King James says, how? How did you... It's the same thing. Why were you looking for me? And I said that if Jesus would have manifested himself in the garden with Adam and Eve, he would have asked the same thing. Why? Why are you doing what you think is best when God's instructions for you are better? Even though Jesus knows everything about you and me, everything about us, he still gives us a chance to explain why we're doing what we want to do instead of what God wants us to. So the answer is, Jesus' first recorded word was why? Why? Why are you doing what you want to do this evening instead of why aren't you doing what God wants you to? Our Daily Bread Scripture for March is in 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You know, and I told you, the Apostle Paul wrote and said, when I was young, I did foolish things. We all did some stuff that we shouldn't have. But there comes a time we need to grow up. Grow up not just in Christ, but grow up in knowledge and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our theme this year is Kingdom Priority. Is it doable? Can you do this? Can you put Jesus' kingdom first? Matthew 11:30, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It's easy. Romans 12:1, this is my reasonable service. It's our reasonable service. We can be Christians. We can be light in the world. We can be the salt of the earth. No excuses. Don't miss unexpected blessings because you're doing what you want to do, and Jesus asks you why. Why won't you do God's plan for your life? 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Love is a real indicator of our closeness to God. Love is the indicator of our relationship with God. And I'm finding out this week, as I'm being asked to help certain people, love is a demonstration of our spirituality. You know, you put yourself aside. You don't consider yourself first. 1 Corinthians 13:11, the Apostle Paul said, I put away childish things. I grew up. No one lives in a spiritual parking lot. after they have met Jesus. Amen. Let me read you some scriptures on love. I believe that this is what the Lord wants us to share this month of March. Every one of our listeners, every one of you, we love you so much. Pastor Rose, Brother Andrew, our elders, Daryl and Grace, our other elders, our members of our church, we love you so much. We just want you to know that. But above that, Jesus loves you. We want you to believe blessed, to prosper. Well, guess what? God wants that more for you than we do. But I don't know who said it. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So all we can do is preach and teach the good news of the gospel. It's up to you to receive or to reject, and we trust that you receive. This month, like I said, it's about love. Love. Leviticus 19:18 in the Old Testament, we're told to love our neighbor. Love our neighbor. I mean, there's so much hatred in the United States right now. So much division, anger, and strife. And I mean, it's just amazing how instead of just us being able to get along and love our neighbors, I mean, it's like everybody hates everybody. And I know it's not, but it just seems that way. I mean, I believe that there are more good people, especially here in the United States. I believe there's more good people, but it's the squeaky wheel that always gets the grease. It's the bad people that get all the publicity. John 13:34, love others as Jesus loved us. We're to love others as Jesus loves us. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let everything you do be motivated and inspired by God's love. Galatians 5:13, we have a freedom in Christ. And Galatians 5:13 says, use your freedom to serve one another. When was the last time you did something for somebody? When was the last time you sacrificed your time, your talent, or your treasure to do something for somebody else? Nobody loves me. Well, you need to love somebody. You love somebody first. Amen? As you can hear, there's a lot of scriptures on love. 1 Peter 4:8, show deep love for each other. And it says, love covers a multitude of sins. I'm going to repeat that one 2 or 3 times because love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8, show deep love for each other. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of sin. Isn't that something? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Forgive others as Christ has forgiven you. Have you been listening to the Daily Bread regularly? Didn't we just get done with forgive? Walk in love and forgive that your prayers not be hindered. Romans 12:9. Don't pretend to love others. Really love them. Hello? Do I have to go there? Romans 12:9. Don't pretend to love others. Really love them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. John 15:13. The greatest love sacrifices all. Matthew 5:44. Love your enemy. What'd you say? What did Matthew 5:44 say? Love your enemy. God is love. Love sacrifices itself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18, don't just say you love someone. Show your love by your actions. Show your strong spiritual affection for others by what you do for them. Our message this evening is receiving God's love. Our message this evening is receiving. We can't give love unless we receive it. That's why there's so much trouble in the world. The Lord's bringing back a memory of that song, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. Amen. Faith works by love. Amen. Listen, church, when someone you love tries to improve themselves for you, it only makes them more insecure, guilty, defensive, and even harder to love. Genesis 1:31, God called all creation good. What we do is we attempt to recreate the people we love in our own image, what we think they should be. This has more to do with our own feelings of inadequacies and our own needs than it does with the person that we're trying so hard to recreate. Oh, I wish they were like this. Oh, I wish they were like... God created all of us in His image. Stop trying to create somebody in your image. We hustle and we try so hard to earn what we can only receive as a blessing. Amen. Hustling everybody, working so hard for what God wants to give us. God wants to give us. So we need to learn how to look beyond the faults and flaws of others to discover the blessings. Are you getting this evening? We have a need that no human being is ever going to meet. Amen? Whenever we expect somebody to meet our need, we put undeserved pressure on others. And little by little, man, they're going to separate from us if we put that pressure on them. Philippians 4:19 tells us, who's going to supply our need? My God shall supply all our need. This is why so many people have become relationship consumers, constantly burning out one relationship after another, never being able to settle into the love that they have now. If it's a godly love, discern and pray about it. The Lord will show you. This is why we struggle so much with love. Listen, falling in love, falling in love is not a matter of your will. It's something that just happens to you. It's like tripping over something. That's why it's called falling. You don't choose to fall in love, but you do have to make choices if you're going to stay in love. Let me repeat that. You don't choose to fall in love, but you do have to make choices if you're going to stay in love. Once you realize that you're not in a relationship with your fantasy, you have to make a choice if you're going to stay in love with the reality. What a mess, Pastor. What do I do? What a mess I'm in. What do I do now? The only way to make progress in your relationship with God is to confess how little progress you're making loving God or anyone else. That's good, isn't it? That bears repeating. The only way to make progress in your relationship with God is to confess how little progress you're making loving God and anyone else. What happens, the little progress we make in loving God is because we don't receive His love. Amen. We have to receive His love to be able to give His love. Staying in love means continuing to fall in love. Listen, a successful marriage is one in which you fall in love many times, but always with the same person. Today I was waiting for somebody, and in my phone, Pastor Rose put some pictures of us when we were young and dating. And I looked at her little beady eyes and I go, Lord, you blessed me with such a godly woman. A successful marriage is one where you fall in love many times. You fall in love over and over and over many times, but it's always with the same person. 54 years, and it just gets better and better. I love this woman. I like to say, I love the woman you gave me, God. No one can really figure out another human being. It's really impossible, especially if you love that person. Why? Because God is still creating that person, just like He's creating you. God still loves you. God still loves us with all our faults, our flaws, our failures, and all our weaknesses. But there's good news. He's not finished with us. Amen. He's not finished with you, and He's not finished with the ones that you love, or you should love. 2 Corinthians 5:17, God molds us into a new creation. Oh my goodness, it's 23 minutes already. God molds us into a new creation, letting ourselves love somebody. Amen. Letting ourselves love somebody. No one else can meet your needs. Amen. We don't have to struggle for love. We just have to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. God's choice has already been made in giving you this person as a blessing. But you have to decide if you'll receive the gift. Hallelujah. No more struggling with love. No more struggling with love. Just receive the blessings of love, grace, mercy, kindness, unexpected blessings. We can enjoy our relationship with God. Amen. Now to all our faithful listeners, to our anointed mission partners, I pray that our Lord God bless you as you live this year, allowing Jesus' kingdom to be your first priority. Hallelujah. May you sense the Holy Spirit's presence always near you, and may Jesus' peace bring you everlasting comfort in your relationship with our Father God. We bless you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on each and every one of our listeners. Our Elder Grace will be with you tomorrow night on our Daily Bread broadcast. Jesus, you and First His Kingdom, you are never alone. Be blessed. Have a great evening.